so much, Mr. President, Ambassador, and thank you for explanation. We definitely welcome the continuation of article by article in the Committee of the Whole on the hand of our distinguished chairman of the Committee of the Whole, Ambassador Biondino. But just before switching to our discussion in the Committee of the Whole, we would like to mention rules of procedure that the Committee of the Whole, in particular, the meetings in terms of rules of procedure is considered private, is not public, unless otherwise we decide. Therefore, we consider all the meetings of the Committee of the Whole and even informal meetings of the plenary as private. So in that regard, we would like that the rules of procedure would be observed carefully. So this is a practice in other international organizations, but so far we see that in even private meeting of the Committee of the Whole and other meeting, we are witnessing the presence of those who have not are not allowed to participate. And this is a procedural point of view that my delegation would like to emphasize on that. And unfortunately, that sets the precedent for the future. Such a precedent is not accepted by this delegation. So we would like you, as a president, please observe this important rules of procedure. Otherwise, we have to discuss it further. In case of presence of the NGOs, actually, we have had a discussion before that we have seen the list of the NGOs. So far, we have given ample time for the respected NGOs to address themselves in a way that you have put it in the agenda. So far, we see that although in terms of rules of procedure, the meetings of the Committee of the Whole and informal meetings of the plenary are private in terms of rules of procedure, this important rule is not observed. And we request you, please, decide on that to keep the observance, clear observance of that rules of procedure. I thank you.